Thank you, Ian. Now to our final batch of stories. A carved wooden squirrel sculpture has been stolen from Woodland. The Roald Dahl nurse helping seriously ill children. And a Norfolk firm reveals its secret to being named one of the best places to work in the UK.
A wooden squirrel sculpture has been taken from a woodland in Norwich. A 2.5-foot figure, taken from the old Library Wood off Rosary Road, had delighted visitors for 7 years. Lachie Campbell, co-chair of the Old Library Wood Collective, said, "It would have taken 2 people to carry off our squirrel, which brought so much joy over the 7 years it had been there. It's sad and disappointing." Old Library Wood is a special place, known for its sculptures and free lending libraries. But we won't be defeated. We are determined to continue to be a place for our community to enjoy. Despite appeals, the sculpture has not been returned and no information has been received about its whereabouts. The collective has now launched a crowdfunding campaign to replace it. Mr. Campbell said the group has faced setbacks before, including the destruction of their community lending library by fire several years ago, but remains committed to rebuilding and serving the community.
Norfolk Community Law Service, NCLS, received £499,000 grant from the National Lottery Community Fund to support its domestic abuse advice and support services. The funding will allow NCLS to provide free, urgent legal advice to those experiencing domestic abuse across Norfolk, including help with non-molestation orders, occupation orders, and court support. The service helps victims to remain safe, to secure housing and income, protect their children, and reduce the long-term emotional and financial consequences of abuse. The funding will more than fill the gap in funding left by the withdrawal of the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner in Norfolk. NCLS said the new grant is especially critical given the legal aid desert in Norfolk, where many eligible individuals are unable to find a solicitor or face long delays in receiving support.
A nurse who plays a crucial role helping seriously ill Norfolk children and their families says they are the strongest people she's ever met. Kerry Hall is a Roald Dahl nurse based at Norwich's Jenny Lind Children's Hospital, who supports seriously ill children across the county. Miss Hall is one of more than 250 specialist nurses, supported by Roald Dahl's Marvellous Children's Charity, which was founded by Dame Felicity Dahl, the widow of the children's author. To mark this week's inaugural National Children's Nurses Day, Miss Hall talked about her dream role at the Children's Hospital, part of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and how she is in awe of the children and families she helps.
A firm with offices in Norfolk has revealed its secret to being named as one of the Sunday Times best places to work in the UK. Daniel Connell Partnership, a construction consultancy company based in Norwich, Colchester and London, made the newspaper's annual list of the best workplaces across the country. The firm, which is celebrating its 80th anniversary this year, employs 32 people across its 3 offices, with 9 staff working at its Norwich base at the Glass House on King's Lane. Robert Dale, one of 4 senior partners at the company, said part of its secret to staff satisfaction is putting on a range of social activities, such as meals out, bowling, crazy golf, and the annual office Christmas party, which he said remains a fixture in the diary, despite many firms scrapping them all together. we have a social fund where every couple of months each office will go out and do a different activity, Mr. Dale, a chartered surveyor, said. We fund it as partners. The firm also hosts annual away day conferences, where its offices get together for an update on how the business is performing.
A quick and potentially life-saving scan is now available for smokers and ex-smokers in Norwich. The Lung Cancer Screening Unit, part of the Norfolk and Waveney Lung Cancer Screening Programme, can identify early-stage lung cancer in just minutes. Dr. Christian Klanthaus, Chief Executive of TIC Imaging, which provides the scanner equipment, said, "If you have been invited to attend lung cancer screening in Norwich, please don't put it off. It really is the difference between life and death. Don't take the chance. You've got this amazing opportunity to have this potentially life-changing and life-saving scan." This mobile unit was recently stationed at Tesco, Norwich, Harford Bridge, where more than 350 scans were completed. So far, the programme has identified 18 cases of stage 1 and 2 lung cancer, the most treatable forms of the disease. Rob Murphy, 57, was impressed by the efficiency of the process. Mr. Murphy said, "It was quick and painless. I got the invite yesterday, I'm here today, and in and out in less than 10 minutes.
And Austin 7 is still turning heads in the county as it celebrates its 100th birthday on the road. David Wall is now in his mid-70s, but when he first set his sights on an Austin 7 at 14, he hardly could have imagined he would still be driving one half a century later. The retired, self-described General Dog's Body from Barton Turf bought the car at 28 from Dr. Philip Evans, who named it Hannibal after driving it over the Alps. He said, "As soon as I saw it, I knew it had everything I could ever want in a car." For 25 years, Mr. Wall and his wife, Lynn, use the car every day, whatever the weather. No matter hail, rain, blow or snow, we were in it. Despite its age, much of Hannibal remains original, with all its body panels just as they were when it first left the factory. In 2022, the Austin 7 even made an appearance at Silverstone, where it was chosen to drive Formula One star Fernando Alonso around the circuit ahead of the Grand Prix.